There is a major military operation underway in Iraq to take back the city of Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown, now in the hands of ISIS. And the U.S. is sitting this one out. It's the Iraqi army and Iranians who are leading this fight. I asked Ayman Jawad Al-Tamimi to help explain why that is. He's a fellow at the Philadelphia-based Middle East Forum.
If I were a policymaker in the U.S. government, it's a very, very difficult situation indeed. On the one hand, if you scale back aid or military support, even conditionally, it creates a bigger vacuum for Iran to fill. And I think this Tikrit operation is a case in point. There's no air support coming, so the Iranian involvement is greater than ever in terms of operational support, logistics on the ground, and so on. But then on the other hand, there are valid concerns that, you know, engaging in airstrikes, providing weapons, then this is going to end up in the hands of Iranian proxy groups in Iraq that have greatly built up their influence.
I mean, we're also hearing reports, Ayman, that Iraqi officials are upset that Iran is more engaged than the U.S. in this fight for Tikrit. And if they had U.S. support in taking Tikrit, the fight would be over by now. Just practically, how much does Iraq need the U.S. right now?
I think on this question of the of U.S. support in this particular operation, I don't think it would make all that much of a difference. It might speed up things a little, but the biggest problem is on the ground in that undetonated IEDs planted all over the roads and in buildings in Tikrit, that's for something to be disarmed on the ground. A U.S. airstrike can't exactly take care of that.
I mean, one of the challenges the Iraqi government has been facing is how to win back the Sunni tribes who have made alliances with ISIS. Is there any sign that you know of that they're getting them back on their side?
I think to a certain extent that has already happened. There are already Sunni forces working with the Iraqi government, but now in Tikrit and also in other places, for example, in Haditha in Anbar province. Although it's common to point to IS or to sometimes buy into the IS narrative that's protected Sunnis, in reality, there have been abuses by IS against locals in Tikrit since its takeover of the city in the summer of 2014. And I think sometimes that gets overlooked.
So I'm looking at a map of Iraq. Tikrit, it's about halfway up the highway north out of Baghdad to Mosul. Mosul, obviously also held by ISIS. Why the battle for Tikrit right now?
There is this conception that the Battle of Tikrit is a practice, so to speak, or practice ground for the operation to take Mosul. And incidentally, if you were to ask me what are my bets on how this operation is going to go, I think it's going to go in the government's favor. But on the other hand, one has to be very careful about this because the circumstances of Mosul and Tikrit are quite different. Mosul is a much, much larger city. And more significantly, Mosul is not a ghost town. It still has a large local population residing in the city, difficult for them to get out, whereas Tikrit really became depopulated a long time ago.
Ayman, what is your big worry right now with this whole dynamic? Iraqi army, Shia militia from Iran, the U.S. kind of on the sidelines?
Well, if we talk about the U.S. policy role, I mean, I know concerns expressed that the U.S. is or is at risk of losing Iraq to Iran. But my view actually is the U.S. already lost Iraq to Iran a while ago. I mean, the circumstances that the U.S. is in terms of policy debate about what can and can't be done with regards to this means that I think Iran always has the advantage in this regard of being Iraq's neighbor, being more willing to supply military aid readily, being willing to help cultivate forces on the ground, even if they are proxy militias, which in my view, in the long run, create problems, not just in terms of the sectarian dynamic, but I think this is overlooked in the debate is the question of the militification simply leads to more ample opportunity for lawlessness in the long run.
You sounded fairly confident earlier that ISIS could be defeated. It sounds like you're concerned about the unpredictable stuff down the road a ways.
Right, exactly. And I think this is what we have to bear in mind. And I think sometimes people, when it comes to the militia phenomenon, focus a bit too much on the sectarian issue rather than the just more general problems that militification creates.
Ayman Jawad Al-Tamimi, fellow at the Middle East Forum, thank you very much.
Thank you.